Most people limit their own possibilities, but they will be angry if you tell them that. We'll find it easier to blame outside forces for the limitation we see in our lives. From our parents when we were young, to the demanding boss we have today. But this is understandable. People often don't know what else to do. We blame others because we don't understand how our options in life became limited. If we knew how to improve our possibilities, we would. It's only the path from intentions to fulfillment, from dream to reality, that is unknown. There is a higher vision of possibilities that is open to everyone. Let's explore that way forward, and then, guided by Deepak, we'll meditate together.
The incentive for seeking the spiritual life commonly begins with an impactful event in life, and often a distressing one. When others let you down, when you fail to become a success, or become disillusioned with the world, adopting a spiritual perspective can be like an escape valve, a kind of airborne balloon that takes you up and up to a more beautiful reality. But spirituality is a human experience, and all spiritual fulfillment or understanding you will ever experience is human. The purpose of being born is to discover who you are and why you are here. To answer these questions, you naturally turn to experience. But ordinary sensory experience is an inadequate guide. It is limited, like looking through a narrow slit in a window and trying to map the whole world. When your experience is limited, your vision will be limited. And when your vision is limited, life holds few possibilities or opportunities for renewal. Spirituality affords a higher vision, something people have craved since the beginning of history. At the heart of who am I and why am I here is a yearning to discover the truth. And the great discoverers of truth in every age have declared that human existence rests upon a field of infinite possibilities. If you see yourself clearly, this declaration is obviously true. Infinity sounds alien to everyday life, but it actually isn't. When you say your next sentence or think your next thought, you're choosing it from an infinite number of sentences and thoughts. Not only that, but no matter how many sentences and thoughts emerge, there is an infinite number yet to be expressed. The fact that the human mind is based on infinite possibilities should be your starting point. The next step is to realize that infinity isn't chaotic. You're not a random generator of thoughts the way a computer can generate random numbers. Instead, your mind expresses some innate values. By nature, you love. You are curious and eager to make discoveries. You notice truth and beauty and are attracted to them. By nature, you evolve and grow. It isn't a field of dusty and random atoms drifting in outer space. It is a field of creative intelligence. Therefore, because humans are self-aware, you can peer into the field of infinite possibilities and say, "What do you know? That's me, and that's why I'm here." Higher visions lead us to have this experience, and in the end, it's the only experience that makes spiritual life worthwhile. And in fact, infinitely worthwhile. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I see myself as a field of infinite possibilities. I see myself as a field of infinite possibilities. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Om Shrim Aim. Om Shrim Aim. This mantra means, I am the infinite source of creativity and inspiration. It awakens the awareness within us that brings success in spiritual understanding, insight, problem solving, and creative inspiration and expression. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Shrim Aim. Om Shrim Aim. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open into an expanded state of awareness. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. I'll mind the time, and you'll hear a soft bell at the beginning and end of the meditation. Om Shrim Aim. Om Shrim Aim. Om Shrim Aim. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I see myself as a field of infinite possibilities. I see myself as a field of infinite possibilities. Namaste.